Well, there's been a lot of content filling thought bubbles in this last couple of months. I'm glad that we're now going to start thinking about games and players in the next few weeks ahead. Now, okay, a few of the thought bubbles. Let's start with the negative one for a start. The fact or the thought that the premiership will be less valued this year. I don't know where that one's come from. I mean, it's an unusual home and away series, but we'll get to the end of the home and away series as we always do. There'll be 8 teams that are left, and then 3 weeks to go, there'll be 6 teams left, and then the winner will be the team that actually wins from that point onwards. No less valued, no more valued, exactly the same as it always is. I don't know why there's even been a debate about that particular point. We mentioned the marquee players. I don't know what Ed McGuire was talking about the other day when he said the game is broken, needs fixing, it's band-aid on band-aid on band-aid. Hey, the game was looking pretty good 3 months ago before the virus outbreak hit. But I reckon the dunce's cap probably has to go to the thought that there should be a pick-up Tasmanian team to become the 19th team this year for some reason. I don't know where that thought came from. That one had to get the dunce's cap. Now, I don't want to be too negative. If there's any others that you would think might come under the space filler thought bubble category, Jared and Sam,
can I think you had the short price favourite was always Tassie
option. Yeah, it's going to be that one. And even the talk about the 17 round season. There can't be a 17 round season going forward. We've got a 22 round economy. That's what our footy income is based on. If we want to earn more money, we should be playing more games. 24, even 26, if we have to. There should be more revenue for more games, certainly not less. Now, the best ones. Okay. Now, the great, he's a saint, St. Peter Blandys. He's the guy running the rugby league.
Been canonised.
He popped out, he canonised. He was a sir a month ago. Now he's a saint because he just keeps getting things done. But all of a sudden, he popped out this morning in the NRL. They will not reduce the player salary cap. So I was saying to Matt Finnis that the player salary cap is the last thing that should be reduced. Reduce other parts of the game. And I'll go back to one that I strongly believe. It looks like the soft cap on the footy department will be about 50% of the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should. It should always be. Unfortunate for the people who actually have to lose their jobs, but the problem was it was allowed to grow too much over the last decade or so. The last one, Jared, this one has been hitting me. Now, I'm a Victorian born and bred, but I've been living outside Victoria for 20-odd years, but still Victorian is in my blood. There was a thought about the Victorian bias. Of course there's a Victorian bias. It's the VFL that became the AFL. It's a Victorian-based competition. So 10 of the 18 clubs are from Victoria. We play the grand final in Victoria. Yeah, well, it's like the sun is hot. Of course there's a Victorian, I don't know whether bias is the right word, but it's a Victorian-centric competition, as with the National Rugby League. So they've got most of their clubs in New South Wales, exactly the same. Hey, and my Exhibit A is as soon as the Victorian government put in regulations that were going to allow football to potentially be played, guess what? About a week later, we got a starting date.
You always talk sense, Jared. You can always rely on the lethal injection.
Oh, I thought the injection. You got the big needle out today, Lee. Covered off some.
I didn't want to mention names because I reckon we know it's getting boring.
Yep.
When different commentators start having a go at other commentators, that's when you know we need footy. We need games.
Yeah, I think you're on the money there, Lee. We're just about we're at peak analysis time. We've just about overanalyzed just about everything. Shortening quarters. Your thoughts on that? I did raise the issue about concussion. I don't know how that happens. There was one view that you're missing out on the last couple of minutes of a quarter if you shorten the quarters, which made not much sense to me.
Well, yeah, I don't think it'll happen. I think we'll go back to sort of more your 30-minute odd quarters, 20 minutes plus time on next year. You know why? Because the broadcasters want them. And why wouldn't they? I mean, it's better to have 120 minutes of match time for the broadcasters than 100 minutes. I agree with Lordy. I don't see any fans complaining the game's too long.